Blog Talk Radio.
John L. Brown, author and filmmaker, native of Lake Charles, Louisiana, is taking his expose on race relations in America, Mentally Blind, Open Your Eyes, to another level by doing a documentary entitled The Mentally Blind in America. The documentary will open the viewer's eyes to homelessness, poverty, hunger, the real rules of the criminal justice system, and other poverty-related issues that challenge underemployed, unemployed, and homeless people in American post-recession. The Mentally Blind in America, a documentary, will enlighten people of color and people in poverty on how to restore their credit rating and expunge their criminal records. The Mentally Blind in America, a documentary coming this fall. Real people, real stories. The Mentally Blind, Open Your Eyes, a documentary on race, poverty, the recession's aftermath, and more. Follow our post on Facebook's The Mentally Blind in America. The Mentally Blind in America.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the talk show, Uplifting Communities. And I tell you, this is with John and Ms. J. And today we got an exciting guest. And this is going to be a show. I'm telling you guys, y'all. You know, this going to be a show. I am so happy about this show myself. But before we go on, I'm going to ask Ms. J if she don't mind bringing our special guest, and I mean our special guest, on right now.
Absolutely. Well, you know, first of all, thank everybody for joining us this afternoon. And welcome back, Tamika.
And, you know, hello.
Hope everybody's got their pencil and paper together, because we're really going to make this an informative show. We want to make sure we get as much information out as possible. And one of the things that I wanted her to start off talking about is the new interest rates. And what is the interest rate? So you understand the importance of what's going on with the interest rates right now. So, Tamika, can we just, like, start off with that?
Sure, sure. Hey, hello, Mr. John. Thank you all for having me back. This past week, what many people may not know is that the Federal Reserve had a meeting and they have increased interest rates by 0.25%. And they are expecting to increase interest rates 2 more times by the end of this year. That is in reference to mortgage loans, business loans, any type of loans that you may be receiving, the interest on those loans have been increased. So essentially, if you don't have a decent amount of credit, you'll end up paying more because you'll have higher interest rates.
Wow. That also would affect refinances, right? So wouldn't I would think if I was an opportunity, especially with some of the as a new refinance program that they've really been pushing a lot, wouldn't it be a great time to even consider that too before these raising of rates?
It is a good time right now specifically because being that it is projected that there will be at least 2 more rate increases this year, if you are in a higher interest rate, maybe a 6%, 6.5%, you've been there for 10 or 15 years in that interest rate, now is a really great time to refinance because if you're in a 6% or a 6.5%, some interest rates are fluctuating right now between maybe 4% and 4.5%. So that still would save you a couple of $100s a month on your mortgage, as well as you could pull out some equity and do some fixing uppers or help a child with college or start a business.
Yeah, that's really important, because I think a lot of times in the community we're the last one to know about, you know, the refinance programs that are out there, you know, and different things like that. And so I think there's another reason why I like having you on, because it's important for them to know. So what type of refinance programs are there out there? As you know, I want to talk about that. I know we talk about first-time home buyers, but I want to talk about people who already got property as well.
Well, there are several products out there. One of the more recent refinance products that helped people when the bubble burst in 2007-2008 was, of course, the HART program. And Ms. Jai, I know you and I both worked with this program. That is a good program to utilize if you were upside down in your house. And a lot of times, since people are upside down, they're afraid to go out and see what other programs are out there. There are refinance programs that are, you know, rate term only, limited cash out, where you can just take a little bit of cash out if you need it and still receive that lower interest rate. Because the main thing here is knowing what you want to do with your home. If you're going to be in your home for the next 30 years, then having a lower interest rate would be beneficial. If you're only going to stay in your house maybe 3 or 4 years and you're going to relocate to Florida or, you know, relocate to California, then maybe a higher interest rate with a shorter term may not be, you know, a bad thing. It depends on your situation. But right now is one of the best times to refinance before the projected rate increases go up.
Now, is one thing I wanted to ask you also. You speak about refinance. I do know that, you know, with the credit challenge and also with the way the economy was, a lot of people have been late on their mortgage, okay, or either late or missed a payment. So how do a person refinance on something like that? You know,
well, it depends a lot on your credit score, and then there are other things that we call compensating factors. Let's say if you may have missed one payment out of a full 12-month time frame, but you have a compensating factor of a $20,000 401k or a compensating factor you have an additional business that has side income and it was a mere oversight, then we could take those compensating factors and say, well, looking at, you know, Mr. John's track record, he has one times 30 late, one late payment within the past 12 months. However, he's shown great credit history before and he's shown a pattern of savings and being responsible. So then you could go ahead.
Hello, Ms. J. Ms. J.
Yes, I'm right here.
She dropped.
Oh, Tamika dropped? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, she'll come back.
Yeah.
But basically what she was saying, so there's compensating.
Oh, here she is. Here she is.
Okay.
Hello,
okay.
Tamika.
Yes, I don't know what happened there.
Yeah,
they don't want
dropped.
That good information to get out. That's what happened. You know how.
I'm telling you because I was getting ready to really say some things, especially with educating, because I really enjoy educating borrowers and clients, especially the first time home buyers and those that have, you know, been taken advantage of, because knowledge is power, and
absolutely.
The more you know, the better that we can do as a community.
Right.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, just to inform the audience and also you too, and Ms. J already know about it, is that we are nationwide. I mean, we all over the United States, okay? And we just opened up in Louisiana, a talk show in Louisiana, and also we have an uplifting talk show in New Jersey. And we're fixing to get other talk shows throughout the United States. And
that's
check this
awesome.
Out. So people are watching us. So if we drop, it could be, you know, because we are doing positive things, you know, making the communities throughout the United States informed of what's really going on. So y'all just bear with us. We had a little drop, but we back on air. And I just wanted to say that, okay? So go ahead, Ms. Tamika.
What were you saying about the compensating factor? Because that was very important. So I wanted to really get back on that because that was really important, the understanding that.
Right, with the compensating factors, because one of the things that I do when I speak with my clients is I really sit down and have a conversation with them. I'm not a rocket mortgage professional. I'm not the super fast, you know, person. I like to have a conversation to find out exactly what's going on. What are your plans? because that way we can put you in the best product for the family unit, for your entire family. So by having a conversation with you, I may not know that you have a side business, or I may not know that you have, you may get Social Security income for a special needs cousin you watch. You know, we have this information that we need, and those are compensating factors. Those little things, you may be married, you may have maybe purchasing this piece of property separately as your own. However, you are married or going to get married, then we can have a compensating factor that they have an additional income in the household. So just because you may not think that you have enough, you don't know until we have a conversation and we can open up all the pieces of the puzzle and put them together.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important
because
people like to count themselves out. So a lot of times, like, you know, I don't have good credit, or I don't have this, I don't have that. But there's a big picture. It's not just one thing that counts you out in mortgage. And I've done it I've been a mortgage police for a long time. So I'm telling you, there's a lot of factors in that can get you approved. And earlier today we were talking about, thinking of, you know, credit challenges. A lot of subprime companies are coming back. And if you don't know what subprime is, it's mortgage companies that handle people with credit challenges. Usually back in the day it was like 520.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're like a 520 or whatever, they have programs. But you had brought up that there are some programs coming out, and that's important too because if someone has a credit challenge, they still have an opportunity to get a home. So let's talk a little bit about that as well.
Yes, there are some subprime lenders and that are bringing back some subprime products, and subprime products are products that are for the challenged people. One of the more popular ones is called 80-20. It's an 80% first mortgage and a 20% second mortgage, which means that totals 100% where you wouldn't have to bring any money down. And, of course, that would go, depending on your credit scores, you would be able to qualify. I did a first-time homebuyer seminar this past weekend, and the lady, the first thing I asked her, I said, well, what has kept you from even attempting to buy a house? And she said, because I know my credit is bad. I said, well, do you want the house? She said, yes. I said, well, are you willing to work? She said, yes. I said, well, then we're going to fix your credit. You know, there as long as you are willing to fight and learn and gain knowledge about what you want, it can be done, and there are programs there to help you. And that's exactly what we specialize in. Ms. J, because you know when we were doing modifications, you know how people were in distress because they were put in programs that they just didn't know about.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of people lost their homes and all kinds of stuff.
Yes,
yeah,
they did. And it was because of a lack of communication, a lack of knowledge.
But you know prior
and
to the modifications. Oh, I didn't mean to cut you off. I apologize. But prior to the modifications, a lot of more homes would have been lost if it wasn't for modifications. That program really saved a lot of homes.
Yeah.
It didn't. I know a lot of people say that a lot of people didn't get loans, but for two people that worked the system, people got loans.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, we both approved a lot of modifications, didn't we, Ms. J?
Hey, Tamika, when you say modification, what do you really mean when you say modification?
It's a home modification. That's where a lot of times where homeowners were put into these bad mortgages, interest-only loans, where the interest payment was $1,200 by itself. You know, and then after a few years, after a year or so, they couldn't afford the home anymore. So they
because
couldn't
the
make
regular,
the payment.
Because of
right,
the regular payment
would kick in. So you have a $1,200 interest, and after the 1 or 2 years, the principal kick in, and now the next thing you know, you have a $2,300 payment.
Wow. Yeah.
So
yeah.
After struggling for a while, you know, you can't make that payment. So what banks started doing was offering loan modifications to where they would take the amount owed and put it on the back end of your mortgage and extend the term out maybe to 40 years. And
right.
depending on the individual hardship, some of that deficiency could be forgiven. So
yeah.
That's what the modification was. And just like a lot of things in the beginning, it wasn't very regulated. But now, since the housing bubble and everything, laws are a lot more regulated. There have been federal agencies put in place to make sure that consumers are protected.
Right. And modifications,
mm-hmm.
they came out so quick, and everybody
yes, and,
was so hungry to be saving their
mm-hmm.
houses.
Because
yeah.
they just jumped in it and, you know, didn't really realize, you know, what was there, and they were upside down, and then the HART program came, you know, to save that when people were upside down. You know, so now that the market was stabilizing in the previous administration under the Obama administration, now the administrations are changing, there's a lot of uncertainty. So the Fed has, you know, increased rates. They had a meeting, like I said earlier, this past Wednesday. So as far as purchasing a home or refinancing, if you don't know, the best thing to do is to ask. You can jump on my website. I do what's called a pre-qualification where it doesn't cost you a penny. I pull your credit, and we look and see what's actually going on, and we have that conversation. And then if I'm not able to help you, I have resources that can help you. And as long as the person is disciplined enough, yes, as long as they're disciplined enough, they can make it work. Instead of going,
mm-hmm.
you know, out shopping and spending $600 on, you know, a new spring wardrobe, let's put that $600 in our savings so when December comes, I'm going to have an extra $600 for my down payment.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Now, another thing that I have a lot of friends and also myself have a lot of equity
mm-hmm.
in their house. Okay, let's
mm-hmm.
say 150, you know, 100 to maybe 150, maybe, you know, equity. Now, what's the difference
mm-hmm.
between just a regular loan and an equity line of credit?
Well,
that's the same thing, or?
No, it's not the same thing. An equity line of credit is you don't have to pull out all of the equity in your home.
Right.
Let's say you have $100,000 in equity. You can pull out $20,000 worth of equity out of your home, and then you would only pay back what you spend. So let's say if you have $20,000 and you go and spend $1,500 on some ski-dos, you're only going to pay back the $1,500, whatever that interest rate is. That's how much you'd pay back. So it's just a line of credit. You draw on it when you need it, and you pay as you spend. Some of those interest rates are a little bit higher.
Yeah.
I've seen some interest rates with the new interest rates going up a little bit. Some HELOCs can go anywhere from 8% to 12%.
Wow.
And it is a second mortgage because you'd be paying your regular first mortgage, and then you'd be paying your HELOC, your second mortgage, whatever you've spent.
Right.
Until that is paid. Because I know
mm-hmm.
at one time Bank of America had sent me an introduction to something to where as though if I wanted to take the equity at my house and put it on a credit card or something
mm-hmm.
like that. And then
mm-hmm.
I guess that was it. I'm not really sure because I never responded. I just read a few stuff. I said, oh, no, they must think I'm a fool. You know?
Crazy. Right.
You're offering him
yes.
an equity line.
So that,
now,
there
is a product that we do offer. We have a specialist in my office that I work with that we do reverse mortgages. Now, before you cringe, reverse mortgages have also been heavily regulated as well, to where if you're 62 years or older and you have equity in your home, you can pull out all that equity, and the bank will give you a check every month. And the stipulation, one of the stipulations in there is you have to, you know, have the equity, of course, and be 62 years or older.
Right.
And live in the home until you pass away. Once you pass away, the house will still go to, you know, your heirs or whomever you leave, you know, your home to. But that is a program that really benefits seniors that are on a fixed income, that may need a little extra money each month for medical bills or procedures or things like that. And before we're even allowed to take a full application on a reverse mortgage, the person has to call the government reverse mortgage line so that they will fully be aware that that's what they're doing.
Oh, okay.
So
well,
that's
anyway,
another
we gotta...
product.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Go ahead on explain that one because we have a caller on the line. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, yeah,
and
of course.
The caller, we're going to talk about the rent to own.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead, caller.
All right. Okay, hold on for a second. Let me let him on.
Okie dokie.
Hello, caller. State your name and where you're calling from.
Tommy Cole, Lake Charles, Louisiana.
All right.
Hello.
Hi,
how you doing,
Cole?
Mr. Brown? Ms. J?
Hello, sir. Mr. Tommy Cole.
Hello. Hello to your special guest, too. Hey, my question
Hello,
is...
Hello, Mr. Cole.
Hiya. Okay, if you have a mortgage loan and you're trying to qualify for a modification loan with them, what is the stipulations of qualifying for a modification loan?
Each company has their own guidelines. Typically it would be you need to be about 60 days to be in an imminent default state, and then from there you would need to call your servicer, your mortgage company, and see what the guidelines would be on that because everyone has their own individual guidelines.
You can Google their guidelines, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can Google Wells Fargo Modification Loan Programs, and they'll tell you all their guidelines.
There
okay,
you go.
So you only qualify if you're behind or on a default with your loan, you're saying?
Yes. The modification is only if you're, typically they'll start at about 60 to 90 days, and then from there forward.
Okay. Now, the reason why I ask is because I have a loan. Well, I'm up to date on my loan, but my mortgage just went up, which I couldn't understand. You know, that was my argument. It went up by an extra $60. I'm like, $60? Well, man, I get a one.
Did you
one
have
check,
an ARM loan,
you know?
An adjustable rate mortgage, an ARM loan?
Or they did an amortization. Every year a mortgage loan, they do what they call an amortization.
Mm-hmm.
And they amortize your loan, and then your taxes or insurance goes up, they're going to modify that loan to collect that money. If they paid it a year before, they're going to collect it back. So see if you have, do you pay your taxes and insurance through your mortgage company?
Yes.
Okay, so they probably did an amortization on you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. They do it every year. Some years you get money back, and some years you pay them back.
Well, I must be paying them every year. I hadn't got to pay it back.
Oh, well, I used to get money back. But, yeah. Yeah, so that happens, too. Yeah, so check out your amortization. See if your taxes and insurance is going up. You know, maybe you could get a cheaper insurance or something like that and let them, you know, work that out. But that's probably what it is.
Yeah.
If it's going up like that every year, then that's amortization.
Okay.
Check that out. And you're certain you're in a fixed rate mortgage?
Yes.
Yep, that's what it is.
Okay, hey, thank you.
You're welcome. That was Miss J.
All right.
Okay, Tamika, you was going to explain the difference between rent to own and a regular loan?
A rent to own No, rent to own home and the rent to own versus just purchasing straight out.
Process works because because it's different. You can't even get a loan. It's a whole different thing with loans. So anyway, break it down.
Yes, there's rent to own is not a bad situation if it's done properly. And being done properly means is having a well-executed contract that protects yourself. To read it, have an attorney read it, to make sure that you're protected, because a lot of times what will happen is a person will give a down payment up front of, let's just use $3,000, and then they pay for 12 months, and they say at the end of these 12 months, you have to purchase a house. And if you don't purchase the house, then you're going to lose your down payment and whatever money that you've paid through the year, you're going to lose everything and you got to get out. That's what a lot of times is happening with rent to own. Now, if you can get a contract to where you protect yourself and say, yes, I'll pay this down payment, have an attorney read it and put some form of stipulations in there that will protect you and your money in an event that you wouldn't be able to purchase the home, because it may be you may have to move across the country and you're no longer to stay in that home. So if you need a clause or something to protect you and your money if you were to do a rent to own, and I would most definitely suggest having an attorney read over the documentation, not just a realtor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I always did thought it was a scam, but I'm glad you explained that, because I always the reason I thought it was a scam, because most of the time, most people with credit challenges, that's what they go do. They go get a rent to own and give them $5,000-$6,000 down for a couple of years. And then and then the people tell them, well, okay, well, we can go ahead on and you can buy your home, you know. But in 2 years, if your credit is bad, no way that you're going to be able to qualify for a home in 2 years.
Right, and then you've lost your money. And that's where, you know, that's where the scam portion that you say would come in. So that's why I suggest having an attorney read over it to make sure that you're protected. I have a really great attorney friend of mine here in Jacksonville, Florida, that is at Stewart Title, and I speak with her often. And that's the first thing that she always says is, she says, Tamika, if you know someone, you know, tell them to bring me the contract and I'll look over it, you know, just to make sure that they're protected, because I have known people that have been put out, because a couple came to me in January. They were in a rent-to-home situation, and they lost the home because they weren't able to qualify, because they ran up credit cards over Christmas, and their debt-to-income ratio shot up. They had too much debt, so they couldn't qualify. So they spent this entire year, kids and everything, and put their money down, and now they can't qualify. And they had to actually move out of that house and into an apartment. So, you know, the lesson with that is have an attorney read over the contract.
Okay.
And if someone has
$5,000,
if they have $5,000, fix your credit before you give it to someone as a down payment.
That's right. Well, anyway, we only got a minute and 20 seconds left on the show. So I'm going to ask Ms. J if she wouldn't mind closing us out.
Oh, absolutely. Yep. It's a great show. I always like when you come on, because I love to share information too. One thing I was going to just plug in really quick, I know we got a couple of seconds, but when you said they spend their money knowing they're going to purchase a house, I think also you're part of teaching about mortgage. It's also teaching about financial responsibility, you know, and that you have to have that before you get into a house. I just want to tell you that, because you will lose your home even if you get in it. So, so that is something I just wanted to bring up. But first of all, again, thank you for coming. We really appreciate it. I'll post her information so that you can reach out to her if you have any questions. She's really nice, down to earth. Even if you don't even have a property in her state, she'll still answer your question, because she
Yes, I will.
Yeah, because she knows her stuff. So thank you for coming. And if you have one positive thing to say, we head out. Please go ahead and speak it to the audience.
Delayed never means denied.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, with that said, everybody, we're going to say good night to you all.
Good night.
Okay. Good night. Thank you.
Join us. Have a great evening.
All right.
Bye-bye.